Let's go to Gail Edmonds, the lovely Gail Edmonds, because our time with her is short. It seems to be getting shorter and shorter every week. Hello, my love. How are you? Are you there, Gail Edmonds?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Yes, good. Hello. How are we?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm super. So what are we doing this week?
Okay, so obviously it's August, so we'll be doing women's movies all month.
Hurrah.
But we are starting with, from a long list of about 200, we're down to five.
Mm.
For a variety of, so my five are based on various factors, so I'll just get into it. So 9 to 5, the 1980 Getting Back Your Sexist Boss movie with,
yep,
Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin and Dolly Parton.
Love it.
And I think, you know, that he takes credit for all their work and they eventually sort of end up trussing him up like a turkey and locking him away, which is great.
Lily Tomlin is fabulous in that movie.
She is absolutely,
isn't she?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And of course, Dolly Parton wrote the song in, I don't know,
love
3.5 minutes,
yeah,
in her usual fashion, you know.
Yeah.
She doesn't even break a sweat writing anthems. But anyway.
Yeah.
Then I've got Alien, 1979, Sigourney,
yeah,
Weaver as Ripley, because I think that character is a real boundary buster.
Yeah, for
sure.
You know,
she's just sort of, women can be hardcore alien hunters too,
mm-hmm,
kind of vibe. And she actually took that role instead of Meryl Streep, which I can't even imagine Meryl Streep as Ripley.
I can't imagine that.
I mean, I'm sure she could have done it. She can do anything, but it is an interesting bit of trivia.
Yeah.
Then I've got Practical Magic from 1998, which I just love. And I think that's because it's a really good example of how to not get rid of a bad boyfriend, perhaps, you know. Like, if you do happen to accidentally kill him, don't try and bring him back. I think,
yeah,
that's important.
Yeah, no, make
and
sure he's really dead.
Exactly. And, of course, The Witches. It's actually on Netflix at the moment,
yes,
which reminded me what a wonderful sort of film it is about this family of women sort of coming out strong and, of course, learning to like the right sort of men, which I think is very important for all women to learn.
And it also stars Stockard Channing, who I've been a little bit in love with since Grease.
Since Rizzo.
Since Rizzo. She'll always be Rizzo to me, Gail.
Exactly, me too.
From the White House to Grease to this, she's always Rizzo, yeah.
She's always Rizzo, I agree with you. And then, of course, on the Frozen, I think, 2013's Frozen is important because Elsa was the first princess who doesn't want a prince, doesn't find a prince, and shows quite a lot of anger. She gets really angry and freezes everything, and nowhere in that is there any thread of a love story. I know that her sister has one, and quite an empowering one, but I do think that Elsa is the sort of the breakthrough character of the princess trope, so I think that is very important to include.
I'd never thought of Frozen as being feminist cinema before, but I'm going to go with it. Fantastic.
And then my other one is Bad Mums from 2016 with Mila Kunis, Catherine Hahn, and Kristen Bell. And I just think this is a bit of a guilty pleasure. It's also quite a sort of take on underneath the veneer of the perfect mother idea that you do get shoved down your throat by Hollywood all the time. The mother who's always got dinner on the table, always looks perfect, and actually these lots say, you know what, Stafford, we're not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
And discover that all the women are actually pulling a fast one. It's all a facade. So I think, and it is really good fun.
I haven't seen Bad Mums.
Yeah,
I'll have to give that a go.
Yeah, have a go. Yes, and it's got Christina Applegate and Jada Pinkett Smith as the two sort of, you know, those mothers who arrive at school mysteriously, fully made up.
Right, that's never going to be me. Yeah, I'm never going to.
Hair done, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're lucky if one's mostly remembered to brush one's hair. But yeah, so they play those sort of mums, so it's kind of fun. So I think that one definitely deserves, because it kind of busts the whole soccer mother myth that is Hollywood's favourite.
You know who I love in that lineup is Catherine Hahn and Hahn. I'm never quite sure how to.
Yeah,
I think she is one of the most underrated actresses in Hollywood. I saw her in Transparent, which I absolutely adored. I was devastated that came to an end, although it came to an end because because Jeffrey, what's his name, is not quite right. But I thought she was super in that. I loved her in I Love Dick. I can't say that without laughing. I'm sorry. I'm pathetic and childish. I loved her in that. She was absolutely brilliant. She's so underrated. And I never really realized, I didn't even know her name really until I made a point to find out, oh, that's the person that I see popping up in these. Yeah.
Yeah, she's. I agree with you. She was also in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. And she was
the...
She's the best friend, yes.
The best friend of Kate, Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Goldie Hawn. Kate Hudson's friend who can't seem to keep a boyfriend.
Oh, she's tragic, isn't she? She's absolutely tragic in love. She's a disaster area.
She is. It's great. Yeah, but you're right. She is underrated and she's funny in this as well. You'll enjoy it.
Okay, good stuff. Good. Okay, is that it? Have we done five?
Yes, we did five. 9 to 5, Alien, Practical Magic, Frozen and Bad Mums. That's for the first week of Women's Month. We'll keep going with the women movies all month.
Okay, good. Can I suggest one, Gail?
Yes, please do.
I'm going to suggest Set It Off because you've just mentioned Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yes.
So Set It Off, which came out in about, I'm going to say about 1998, 1999.
Yes, I know the one.
Vivica A. Fox, no. Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, yes, no, I know which one you mean.
What's her name? Late Queen Latifah. And somebody else who I can't remember as female bank robbers. And it's actually really good.
Oh, and yes. That's another good option. Mm. And this list was very long. There's all sorts of movies that could have gone on here. That's the problem with five.
Yeah.
Is that it's a very incomplete list.
Well, I like
it. About 195 movies short.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'm excited to see what you've got for us next week, Gail. Thanks ever so much. Good stuff. You've given us good. Thanks. You've given us a lot to get on with there. Good stuff. Five top movies. That's what we're doing this month on with our movie review with Gail is Movies for Women's Month.